Today is Thursday, January 28th, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. I'm going to be honest with everybody, I am not in a good mood. Even though I'm chuckling. I just had a one-on-one with my boss, and he asks me, and he's my new boss. I have a new boss, and he asks me, do you take feedback well? And I mean, what are you going to say to that? What are you going to say? No, don't give me any feedback. I don't take feedback well. So I said, well, I think I do. I hope I do. And so he goes on to tell me basically that I ask too many questions in meetings and that I should value people's time and that I should maybe think about them, maybe wait until after the meeting and send an email to people to ask questions separately or something like that. He said, and the thing is, and yes, I do ask a lot of questions. I will admit it. But sometimes I'm asking questions or I'm asking things in the form of a question because I don't want to directly challenge someone else's opinion or how they think things should be done. So I ask questions to kind of, I don't want to say poke holes, but I want to say to suggest that there may be other ways to do something or that there are other things that we need to consider. And also, if I feel like myself and others in the meeting are not quite getting what's being discussed, I will ask questions because a lot of times people are not comfortable speaking up and asking questions. And the thing is, I've always been aware that I ask a lot of questions, and any of my managers and coworkers, I've always talked to them and said, hey, please let me know if I'm asking too many questions or if they're dumb. Or if I'm taking up it, I've said those things, and all of my previous managers, and including my most recent manager, especially my most recent manager, have said, no, Adam, your input is very valuable, and I love it when you ask questions because a lot of times you bring up things that people either haven't thought of or maybe they're uncomfortable asking those questions. And so I was thinking, you know, good, this is a way that I add value as I come in and I will ask questions and kind of help to clarify things. And also that's part of the way that I'm, I don't know, having a little bit of an influence over what's going on in the conversation as well. And it has kind of come to our attention that this new boss doesn't like to be challenged. He doesn't like it when people challenge anything that he says. And he said, and I think especially it's true when we're in a meeting where there's people. And I don't even think my questions are challenging anything that he says specifically. I don't even know what specific question, but he just had this feedback for me. Well, I don't internally take feedback well. As you guys can tell, I got a tiny little piece of feedback. And now I'm ranting about it on my podcast. However, comma, I got that from Auntie Scott. As soon as I got off the call or off the phone, off the Zoom meeting with my boss, I messaged my former boss and I said, hey, this is the feedback that I got. And I was really shocked because you had always given me feedback that this was a really good quality of mine and that you appreciated it and you wanted me to keep doing it. And now I have someone telling me to basically shut up. And he said, he gave me his phone number, said, hey, do you want to call me? Are you doing okay? Blah, blah. And then he says, your inputs are very valuable. Don't let anyone convince you otherwise. I really want my team to ask me questions and challenge me. Otherwise, it becomes a one-man show or we all become yes men. So this is what my prior boss is telling me. And so I don't even know. So now I guess especially when I get in meetings where my current boss is, I'm just going to shut up because I don't know how many questions he thinks are appropriate or what he thinks is appropriate. But at the same time, I know I talk all the time about, oh, I'm a people pleaser. But at my job, yes, I am a new product owner. But at my job, I have a certain level of expertise. And maybe I'm not an expert product owner, but I am an expert in software testing. And I am an expert in the things that test automation and the things that I know about. I am an expert in those things. I've been doing them for a long time. And I'm managing products that are doing these things that I have built years and years and years building up a skill at. And I know what I'm doing. I'm not just some ignorant person walking around. And I kind of feel like my current boss is not very good. I think he makes unreasonable demands that don't make sense. And I don't think he quite knows what he's doing. I don't know how he got to the level that he got, because I just don't think he's doing a good job. I think he's not, so far, has not been a great boss. And he asks us just irrational things to do. And everybody's stressed out, and he changes his mind 500 times. But at the same time, he's my boss. He writes my evaluations. He does all that kind of stuff. And so I've got to, on some level, I have to please him to make sure that I don't get fired or something. I don't think that that's even a possibility. I don't think I'm going to get fired, but it was literally one piece of feedback. But I'm just saying, on the one hand, I kind of have to please him a little bit. I struggle because I just think, I don't know. I'm not really sure career-wise. I do have confidence that I have expertise. I do have confidence in I am a valuable employee. I'm a valuable member of the team. But at the same time, I can't decide whether I need to just move on and either find another team within Walmart that's just a little bit better organized, or the management's a little bit more on it. Or, you know, look outside the... I'm not really sure, but it... And I feel like I'm also overreacting because this is literally one piece of feedback. But it's been kind of strained ever since this new person started, for sure. And I don't know. I'm probably going to do nothing other than just vent on this podcast, and that's going to be the end of it. And I'll vent to some other people, friends and family and stuff like that. And then I'll just pretend like everything's okay. I won't. I'll vent on all of my podcasts. Next, I'll be venting on Mix Minus and Throwing Down. So nothing really has gone on as per usual. I have been doing a little bit more work on the streaming stuff that I'm building. And so now I know you all are just dying for an update on my development activities. So I have written an application that downloads all of the Pride 48, the most recent podcast from all of the Pride 48 network shows, and puts them on the server so that they get automatically played by the new streaming software. And then last night I added a new feature where if they don't have a title, if the file doesn't have an episode title or the artist who recorded, so the podcaster, that I pull the information from the Pride 48 database and put it on the individual song, so that when it's playing in a player that shows some of that metadata, it will actually show, oh, this is Pod is My Co-Pilot, and this is the one that was recorded on January 18th, or whatever the case may be. So the next thing I'm going to do is add album art. So I've been working on that. I did have a 10:30 meeting last night, and even though I hated it, the meeting went fine. My boss wasn't in there, so I could ask as many questions as I wanted. And that went fine, but we literally were done at bedtime. So Mark was already getting ready for bed when I finally was able to go downstairs, and we did our, so I brushed my teeth. He had already taken Sydney out to do her nightly pee-pee that she does. So that was good. But then we watched our James Corden. James Corden is so funny to me. We watched that and then, you know, bedtime. And I watched YouTube videos for another hour before I went to sleep. Oh, and I got the results. So the vet called, and the lump that was on Sydney's leg that she got removed, if any of you care or had even remembered that she had a lump on her leg, they sent it off to a doggy pathologist, and they were going to test it to make sure it wasn't cancer and, you know, to see what it was. And I don't remember the name of it. It was a really long, complicated name, but the bottom line is it was not cancer. It was benign. And the pathologist said that they had good margins, and it's not going to recur. So everything's good there. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone. This show is part of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.